Senate blocks DHS bill as negotiations continue one day before shutdown deadline. Washington, just one day before Department of Homeland Security funding lapses, the Senate has once again hit the brakes on legislation that would fund it through the end of September. 52 senators voted for a procedural step to advance a full-year spending bill, not enough to overcome the 60-vote filibuster threshold, while 47 senators opposed it. Senator John Fetterman broke ranks with his party to support the measure. Leader John Thune switched his vote to a no to let him bring it up again. The appropriations bill passed the House in January before it returned to the Senate ahead of a funding deadline at the end of that month. A standoff over immigration law enforcement funding there, touched off in the aftermath of the shooting of two protesters in Minneapolis, triggered a partial government shutdown involving five other spending bills. That lapse continued until February 3. While the five other spending bills ultimately passed both chambers, DHS was funded through a short-term continuing resolution that is set to end on February 13, giving lawmakers a small window to reach a deal. That deadline comes just ahead of President's Day and scheduled breaks in the House and Senate next week. Soon after that deal was announced, some lawmakers were already forecasting another lapse in funding. "I think DHS is going to stay shut down for a while," Senator John Kennedy predicted to reporters on February 4. The Senate has taken the lead in negotiations that have involved the White House. Ahead of the vote on February 12, Majority Leader John Thune said on the Senate floor that the White House had sent Democrats an extremely serious offer on February 11. Democrats have generally been resistant to overtures from Republicans, hewing to a list of demands that include stepped-up warrant requirements for immigration law enforcement and a virtual end to the masking of immigration and customs enforcement agents and other federal agents. After Border Czar Tom Homan announced on February 12 that the administration's immigration enforcement surge in Minnesota was ending, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer suggested that was not enough. "Regardless of what Tom Homan says, ICE's abuses cannot be solved merely through executive fiat alone," Schumer said on the floor of the Senate. With the fast deadline approaching, Thune said that the onus is on Democrats to agree to an additional funding patch. In a press conference that same day, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries said that funding for ICE and the Department of Homeland Security should not move forward in the absence of dramatic changes that are bold, meaningful, and transformational, adding that the House and Senate Democrats are aligned on the issue. Representative Jay Obernolte voiced frustration about the state of DHS negotiations. "There are a lot of agencies in DHS that Americans depend on," Obernolte told reporters after a February 12 vote in the House. He cited the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Transportation Security Administration, as well as the Secret Service. Obernolte noted that ICE has ample funding for years thanks to last year's One Big Beautiful Bill Act.